It's rush hour at the local community center in Lubachov, 15 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. Danuta Kacpiak is a retired Russian language teacher and is collecting goods donated by people from all over Europe.
We are helping people on the other side of the border, the ones who stayed behind, who can't leave. Yesterday, we witnessed an incident when a disabled boy was not allowed to leave Ukraine because he was over 18. He and his family were forced to turn back. I could not bear to watch it, but we have to help.
Many of the goods are meant for the Ukrainian army.
We are packing plastic plates for the army on the other side of the border because they have a lack of everything. We are sending food, bread, everything that is easy to prepare.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine, Danuta has been driving across the border every day.
Our driver took a family of 9 people to his house. We were all crying with them when we saw the tragedy. The children were so weak and the mothers were passing out.
Crossing the border is always tricky, but the women say that today they have a lucky day because the border guard is someone they know and it's going to be hopefully much easier to bring the goods in.
I am going to cry. They have just crossed the border.
Most refugees came from the region near the Ukrainian capital Kyiv that came under heavy attack in the past days.
My husband drove us to the border. We left on February 26th and we travelled for 2 days and we stayed at the border for 2 days. My husband then went back to fight and I am extremely worried about him. The situation was very unpleasant. We heard very loud explosions. That is why I am here.
Despite the continuous stream of people trying to leave, border guards check every car thoroughly. People eagerly waiting until the gate to safety will open in front of them.
Only a few more meters and they're outside of Ukraine, traveling for 4 days, some of them, and they are mixed emotions. They're grateful that they finally get to safety, but very, very worried about what they're leaving behind.
Danuta is relieved to find a less chaotic situation than in the past few days.
They are not giving up. It's hard. This woman has traveled for 4 days. But she does not need to stay long at the border because the queue is shorter than before. People seem less exhausted. This time, I'm not crying, as you can see.
Danuta's mission has been accomplished for now, but she will return with more goods as long as Russia's missiles and rockets force people out of Ukraine. Step fasten at the Budomich border in eastern Poland.